interview. I'm sorry, we're kind of getting a little off track. I'm going to just wrap it up real quick. Obviously, a big focal point of this interview was the fact that Tim Harrison is brothers with Jim Harrison, who's a renowned curator of the Kentucky Reptile Zoo and does a lot of work with venomous snakes and is very well known in the hobby. He's a great guy. Love talking to Jim all the time. He's one of the more exciting people in the hobby to talk to. His experience and knowledge is just unparalleled. He's just really a good guy. Him in combination with Kristen, they're both really knowledgeable, amazing people. So of course I had to tap Jim and I had to talk to him. As painfully obvious as it was from talking to Tim that they don't agree on anything, I just wanted to make sure that the things that I were thinking was correct. So here's what Jim had to say.
If there's a camera, he's on it. And I feel kind of guilty because the only reason he exists is because I caught a cobra in a garage in Dayton, Ohio in 1984. And when I caught that cobra, it was a couple years later, I left to come down here. And up to that point, I got called on all exotic animals, and I kept them out of the news. As soon as I was down here, he got called because Harrison, and he started going out, and every time he went out, he got on the phone and called the media to meet him there. They were there before he got there because he wanted to be in the news. So he found that this was a neat trick. So then he started going around showing the video of me catching the cobra in the garage and propping himself up. Well, we eventually, because of that and another thing that he did, had to send him a cease and desist letter to say, you can't use our name. And what he was doing was, there's actually an Ohio magazine that he claimed he milked snakes for me, or actually I milked snakes for him, and then he milked the snakes down there, and he started the Kentucky Reptile Zoo.
Oh, man.
Well, I've actually had people come through here and say, is this Tim Harrison's place? And I say, no. And, you know, it's kind of hard because it's hard for me because he is my brother.
Right.
You know, and it's going to come off no matter how I look, you know, and it's like he's written two books. And the two books tell stories. Half the stories in there are things I did, not him. And I can't even really tell anybody those stories because it sounds like I'm trying to steal his stories. Or they think I'm jealous of him. So that's kind of, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. If I say anything, I'm screwed. If I don't say anything, I'm screwed. So it kind of comes to the consensus I'm just going to mouth off. So I'm done with it.
That's good. I mean, you know, it's good that, you know, you should tell people just because you two guys are on two extremes of the spectrum. And I mean...
Well, the thing is that I see problems with what's going on in the reptile community, but I see more problems with what's going on in the Humane Society community.
Right, I agree.
I believe in regulation and responsible keeping of venomous snakes. I don't believe in banning, but I believe there needs to be a permit system, and the way it should be set up is that there's people involved from the industry, people involved from the zoos, people involved from Fish and Wildlife, private individuals, but nobody has more than one vote. So nobody on the committee can come in if a permit is brought in to them and sat down in front of them can say, I don't like this guy because I don't like him. Click, he can't get a permit. It has to be based on the person's, you know, what is presented. So there has to be a vote. You know, permits are not just signed off on. They have to be voted on by a committee. That way everybody's included instead of being exclusionary. And that's how some permits are. You know, it comes to the Fish and Wildlife and they say, yay or nay, and if you've had a bad, you know, bad thing with one of them, it should not be based on it. It should be based on, are you following the rules? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? You know, it's just like with this thing with the Bronx Zoo. Everybody's, you know, bad zoo. Well, if we could take the human error out of everything, life would be perfect. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
You know, there's always going to be human error. The one thing that zoos have over some of the private people that I've been involved with have had their snakes escape, and we've kept it out of the news, is they don't have the zoo has anti-serum. They didn't.
Right.
If little Billy gets bit, at least we have a 99% chance of survival because we get the anti-serum in them. But you're not going to survive without anti-serum. So, there, you know, that's part of the thing. And I think I tweak both sides. So I'm very opinionated, and I know my opinion is not any better than anybody else's, but I am opinionated. And my opinion on, you know, that is I believe in responsible keeping. I have a lot of friends who keep venomous that are private individuals who do great jobs, you know. And I think I told you that before.
Yes.
You know? And dangerous animals should be defined as of medical importance, not based on some kind of thing where I say, oh well, you know, it's a big python, so you know, it's a snake in general. You know, that's the whole fear thing is that we're lumping everything together. You know, instead of saying, okay, you know, this is a tree boa. Well, this is a snake, so it's dangerous. You know, people need to be educated, and the only thing that needs to be regulated are the venomous snakes or what is, you know, of medical importance. Not anything else needs to be even bothered. I mean, you know, they're already here. You know?
Right, right.
I don't know what they think they're going to do with all of them, you know. You know, the Humane Society, I mean, Tim, they just won the Genesis Award, which is basically an award given by the Humane Society, who, in Animal Planet. The movie won the Genesis Award. The Genesis Award is given by Animal Planet and Humane Society. Humane Society footed the bill for the production of this movie. And they're footing the bill for putting it in the theaters, that everywhere it's going. They're the ones pulling the strings to get it in the theaters. Well, Animal Planet didn't have any direct input into this. Animal Planet's only interested in the money. And they thought they were going to get a series out of it. And they tried to make a series called Wildlife Repo or something like that. And it got stopped because apparently the producer of this movie is suing Animal Planet. The Weber guy is suing Animal Planet because they stole his idea to do that show. Well, Animal Planet actually approached me about doing that show, and when they started telling us, we said, well, we're not against people keeping animals, you know.
Right.
So that they stopped, you know, talking to us about it. And then we just actually had animal hoarders call us last week, I think it was, and Kristen talked to them, and she told them point blank, unless they gave us 5 minutes to talk and explain what's going on, then we're not doing it. And guess what? We're not doing it.
No, I was going to say, ultimately, he claims he's not against the hobbyist. Do you think that's true?
Oh, the Weber guy said in his press release and his speech to the Genesis when they won the award, he said that he hoped that in the near future to have that no animals would be in captivity. Apparently, we are in the minority. And that's something we have to realize, too, is with herps, we are in the minority. We're not the majority. You know, we have to be able to paint. We have to, whether people want to do it or not, have to carry ourselves a level higher than normal people do with their pets, because we have an animal that people don't understand. And so we can't be walking down to the 7-Eleven carrying one, you know, draped around our neck and scaring the old ladies. And we can't have escapes of stuff, and we can't be given, you know, I told people, I said, don't give my brother ammunition. One, don't sell him animals. Two, don't have your stuff escape. Where I stand is I haven't changed my attitude from day one, and that is I believe in responsible keeping. I believe people should have their own anti-serum or have it available within an hour distance of, you know, just for safety's sake. But that's my opinion.
Right.
As far as what my brother believes whatever is going to get the most people to his side, which is right now, unfortunately, is the Humane Society.
There you go. Directly from the man himself. Jim Harrison, Kentucky Reptile Zoo, setting it straight. He basically is not in agreement any way, shape, or form with his brother, especially with regards to this movie. And he had some really great words of wisdom as far as for those of us that do keep the animals. So that being said, that's all I'm going to lay out on there for you on the floor. You know, see the movie, find out what it is about. You know the enemy. Once again, I'm a big proponent of that. So
thank you,
get out there. Yeah, definitely know the enemy. This is what essentially it is. The movie's out by the Humane Society. I think it's not going to be a good thing for us. So
no,
do check it out.
Not.
One important point that I want to point actually that I thought was really interesting is that the gentleman who was featured in the movie, Terry Brumsfield, I believe his last name is. Brumfield. Yeah. The owner, Terry Brumfield, tragically died in 2010 when his car collided with a train. So ironically, he didn't die as a result of exotic animal attack, you know, which he basically revolved his whole life around working with. He died in a traffic accident, which kills, you know, to 45,000 people a year in the U.S. So, you know, that's a really good point. That was actually pointed out to me by Susanna Brexano. Thank you for that. And it's true. So take that into account and take away with it what you will. The
I'm going to have to look for that article that I think it was posted about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, on the Urban Jungle's Facebook page about this movie itself. And it's a four-page link on ABC News or something like that. It has the trailer, and it gives a decent synopsis of what to expect in the movie, and that's actually mentioned towards the end of the article. It's a good article.
Yep, it is. Check it out. I'll post the link back up on our Facebook page so you guys can check it out. I know it's relevant. So, Elephant in the Living Room, you guys, you know, make your decision on it. Check it out if you can. At least just know about it and be ready for the shitstorm to follow.
It opened last night in Los Angeles and some select cities. You can look it up online. And I think it opens up in more cities next weekend. I know it definitely opens up in New York and one place in New Jersey. I want to check it out, take a look at it.
The Elephant in the Living Room, you've been warned.